Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Him forever.
Probably you noticed that we have heat in this church. Well, it's a sign that the project of changing of this our heating system, there is a progress there. Yes, and one part, this part of church is working. Very soon will be another one. It's almost 70 days of this huge project, because it is a huge project. And I tell you, I have enough already to live in like war zone when everything is destroyed and in dust and in those effort, you know, to do all these kind of small things by ourselves, not to save money, just to speed it up a little bit, make this finished earlier, because it is not really easy. But I had very interesting experience during this week, because there was a moment when I look at the icon of a saint, and at the moment I realized how destroying this project is for my spiritual life. Because really, the normal life is destroyed. It's everything is like upside down, you know. And it had affliction, it had effect on my spiritual life. For sure, I cannot spend with God so much time as I spent before. And I realized that at the moment, it was after reading gospel and looking at the icon, it was somehow tied together. I realized that, well, I'm heading to that position of that possessed man who lived among tombs. Well, it is a metaphor, but it is something that touched me. And I realized again that how we have to pay attention not to let outside things to have influence on us. Because yes, I could have and I had a lot of excuses why I couldn't pray more, and usually to keep my like rule of prayer, because I said I can't pray, because if I go to the church all time, somebody is going through church, you know, fixing something, doing something, you know. You can't pray in the house because it's open and you have a lot of strangers in your house. They're like, these workers are, they're like God, they are everywhere. So this was my excuse. I said, well, I cannot do this. And even if I have some free time, I make excuses because that you are tired. Or if you have time, my mind is occupied, how to solve those thousand small problems which came out. And I realized that my mind was totally consumed by this, how to solve these problems. And I made excuse for myself that yes, this is thing I have to pay attention to now. I have to be consumed by that. And I replaced it by serving to God. And this is what happens to us many times. Probably this happened to that man who was possessed. He made a lot of decisions, maybe good ones at the moment. It seemed too good for him at the time, but they were putting him away from God. And finally brought him to that state when demons took over his soul and his body. And God comes to us because we are all in the same danger. We all are in the same danger that we become too tied to our truth, to our decisions, to our problems, to all the things that he knows that we can be consumed by this, and we probably can lose many times right way. And healing of that man gives us hope. Healing and making this man free gives us hope that, yes, Christ is coming to me to heal me, to make me free, to make me whole human again. When those people came from that city to look at this man, it was said that they saw him in full senses. Well, Holy Fathers, they say full senses, it means that he was healed totally. He was made whole. He is real human as it was in God's plan. And this is what God want to give us, this gift of freedom, this gift of real humanity, this beautiful, to return us back to that return, this beautiful image of himself in us. And it's difficult because it costs us energy to keep right track. We can get lost very easily. This was my experience. And it was my experience I came to this experience because I made this decision. I didn't put more energy to make room for God in my life. Yes? Yes, they ruined my prayer life because they are coming very early morning. And I used to pray that time. I could make decision to get up even earlier, and I didn't make this decision. And many other things. It was my fault. I decided to remove God through this excuse from my daily life, this contact with him, and I could feel it. And I could feel the effects of this, my decision. It's not only the problem that we stop to beg God for his grace, which can make us holy and fully human and like God is. Not only that we sometimes make decision to not to give time for God. Many times the problem is that we make decision which goes against God. And this is even worse. 2 or 3 weeks ago in one church, not far from us, a deacon was preaching about life, how life is beautiful, gift from God, precious, special thing. And he was talking about this life and he said, and this is the reason why we try to protect the life, because it is a really great gift from God. And he was talking about abortions, how it goes against God's will, against this gift from God. And he said that, well, if we are on God's side, how it is possible even to think about that? He said, people who don't know God, people who are not aware of his thinking, people who are not aware of this precious gift, maybe they are, I would say, not so sensitive, but we Christians, we know about giver of life. So we should be sensitive to this, and we have to protect each life. He was talking this pro-life homily, and in the middle of that, one of the parishioners stood up and left as a sign of protest. And, well, I was asked, you know, what to do. What the pastor of the church should do? Should the pastor to give the phone to that person and to explain the deacon took it too hard? I said, no. The pastor should take and remove them from parish directory, that person, because that person is not Christian. What happened? The person took on truth, which is not connected with God. And he preferred his own truth and make decision. And we are making these decisions. It's not only about abortions. It's about many things which we know that God's advice for our life is this, but we say, I know better. My truth is different. I see it differently. And I make decision to live different way because I feel it this way. But I want to look good. And you can see if you follow what is going on in the church, you can see in last 10 years like enormous attack for the church. What is the attack? You mean like for last 10 years it was horrible, you know, attack against family. And Emily was put down. It's not something sacred. Marriage is not something sacred. It's not sacrament even, you know. And they force church to remove this. They want us to remove this sacrament from us and to say, whatever people wish, you should accept. You should accept everything what the world thinks that is right. You should accept what world likes. But we Christians, we don't do this. What we do, we listen to God. And we follow what God says to us. And we do it even if they want to kill us. Look at history. Well, it's not history. Just go. Just to Syria and these things, ISIS. They put several kids, you know, because they didn't want to remove Christ from their heart. So they put it to the machine for kneading of dough and they milled them. They killed them. And those kids, they were so courage. They had so huge courage that they didn't betray Christ. And we, many times, nobody wants to kill us here. But we are not, many times, we are not able to keep side of Christ, keep truth of God. We say, no, I think this is right. I think that is, you know, and what is horrible for me is that if Christians even accept these new things, even which comes from, there's many of them, I don't want to make a list, but which world offers us, brainwashing children, everything, and they want us to accept this. And even we know that what is God's position on that, we stand against God. What can happen to us if we are not enough strong? If we don't try to change our mind and to be faithful to God? What happens to us will be what happened to these people from that city, they came and they looked and they saw one of them became fully human, a beautiful human being. But they decided to keep their own life. They knew that Christ can change them too and make them beautiful human beings. But they saw damage. They saw their swine, which were dead now. And they asked themselves, if we let Christ to our life, what we have to give up then? And they asked Jesus to leave. They could be healed, made free, but they asked Jesus to leave. And this happens because, well, if we neglect our time with God, if we are not fed by His grace, if we don't try to understand His words, then we become these rocks which makes own decisions and they are not able to change. And when we keep our own truths and we are stubborn in that and we go even against God's teaching, through this we say to God the same, leave us. Leave us, I don't want that change. And this is something that is horrible. It's something what can happen in our lives. It can destroy our lives. We can live, survive our lives, but we will not be living a real life. I'm going to pray for that, for myself, for you. Maybe we are able to be sensitive to God's grace. May this liturgy and this communion, this unity with Christ, who is coming in grace to us, may it open our eyes. May we are able to see where we are in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God. And may we have courage to start to cry and to beg for Christ's grace, which can change our hearts. May we are free of demons. May we are healed from our not enough life, love, not huge desire for Him. I cannot find the right word. But what I mean is, may He make us people in full senses who understand God's plan with each of us. Amen.